You're listening to Beer Talk Today with your hosts Kyle Brown, Matt Lang, and John Nadler.
Yeah, Beer Talk Today, everybody.
What is up?
Not much, hey, actually.
Cool. You know, yeah, that's great.
You know, in the world of beer, it was a quiet week.
It was. Just a few stories.
A few minor things, you know. Not much to talk about. It's going to be a short beer talk today. Be more like a beer talk short afternoon. But
beer talk lunch break.
Beer talk lunch break. I'm Kyle Brown here with John Nadler. Matt Lang is out slaving away behind a bar somewhere. Behind a bar, not at a bar. So we miss him dearly, but we're here.
Yeah. We got a few good things lined up for you. We'll start out with some house cleaning, website stuff.
Yes,
we have beer
the
news
blog.
Today. We have an informal beer review of a beer that we tasted last night.
Delicious.
And is there a Kyle Brown's editorial today?
Not yet, no.
All right, well, we'll see.
We'll see if we come up with one.
Flying by the seat of our pants here, so I guess we'll start out with the housekeeping. If you've been to beertalktoday.blogspot.com lately, you will see that we have a new poll up. We had talked about the R&D beers at New Glarus.
Mm-hmm.
And we had put up a poll, which R&D beer would you like to see New Glarus brew? Some of the options were a double IPA, an old ale, a Rausch beer, a Scotch ale, a Kentucky common beer, a wheat wine, a Belgian quad.
Belgian quad, yeah. Or other. For you lovely listeners to post your own opinion.
But no one did that.
No one posted an opinion.
People like our opinions, and then they just vote on them, I guess.
Either we're really good, or you're all really lazy.
I don't know.
It's one of the two.
As far as the results go...
Who's winning?
In at 5 votes. I would just like to say this is the most votes we've ever had, and I don't think any of us voted, so... In at 5 votes... was a double IPA.
Wow.
Tied for second was Old Ale and a Rausch beer with 2 votes each. And then tied for, what would it be? Fourth, I guess?
Tied for third.
Tied for third. Okay, we can do that. Yeah. Was Scotch Ale?
No, I'm sorry, fourth. You're right.
Yeah.
I can't count.
Ooh, Scotch
that's
Ale,
bad.
Kentucky Common, and a wheat wine. They all had 1 vote.
Yeah.
I mean, what are your thoughts on this? I don't know.
You know, I wonder if Matt voted.
I think he voted for wheat wine.
He really has fallen in love with the wheat wine ever since we did that aged beer tasting. But
I had like, take my breath away. Because he's all about them.
He's loving them, and they're not easy to find. But I would love if they did that too. I just would like to see, maybe something else first.
Yeah.
I mean, a wheat wine is it's a pretty extreme beer. I mean, it's not a light beer. It's a wine beer, like a barley wine would be, you know, in that kind of category. So pretty grain intensive, alcohol intensive, but you get a lot of the good stuff out of a wheat wine. I mean, I wouldn't be disappointed if they came out with that. The double IPA, I don't feel like that's New Glarus' style.
I wouldn't say that. I just don't feel like it's an R&D style.
For them it might be though. Because they don't really, I guess they have
Hop Hardy.
That's not really
it's kind of their biggest IPA.
It's a little bit bigger, but it's not like what I would consider a...
It's their most hoppy beer, I would say. You know?
Right. So, but would it be considered a double IPA?
Then I guess they had the Imperial Saison.
True.
Not the Imperial Saison. The one with the Cascade hops. It was unplugged last year.
Oh, right you are. I don't know.
Yeah, I forget off the top of my head. But that was really hoppy. So they can do it.
Mm-hmm. But does double IPA mean it's like twice as hoppy or it's just like...
Twice hops.
Double hops brewed? Oh, they're... One hops brewed away from Miller Lite.
Higher IBUs.
Okay. But is it just hops or would that also be considered like in like the Belgian terms of this is a double, like is it going to be a bigger beer, a fuller beer?
It will be a bigger beer.
You would hope. Because you need more to balance it out.
Mental sugars. And, right. You know, you need a balance there. So.
Okay. Yeah. Do it.
But, and as far as the old ale goes, they are coming out with their old English porter. I know it's not the same, but I think a Rausch beer would be cool.
A Rausch beer would be cool.
I'm glad people are voting for that. I could be down with that. Definitely. I don't know. I would like to see some others. I'd like to see some more suggestions in there.
Either way, it's a really exciting new turn for New Glarus if these come through. So.
And the brewery is open now, correct?
It is
to the public, so the R&D series should be launched.
Something.
We'll find out. We haven't heard any word yet. Maybe no. Someone has been out there.
Which, that is a blog. With talking about New Glarus, though, probably a good leading to do a little forecasting of our show.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, who do we have?
Randy Thiel, the assistant brewmaster at New Glarus.
Yes, former.
Formerly the head brewer at Omegon.
And which, I actually, 2 weeks ago, as our listeners who followed me so dearly know that I was out of town touring our great country on my motorcycle. And had the ability to stop in at Omegon. So we're hoping to get them on the show pretty soon. Going to do a new tasting. I believe they have a new beer that's, maybe not a new beer, but a beer that's going to be re-released out. So what's the Omegeddon.
Omegeddon, yeah.
That was out before, but it's kind of coming back with seasonal, I guess you would call it. So two great breweries.
Yeah.
We'll have Randy on the show next week and hopefully Omegeddon coming up soon.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we do have some good shows in the future here, so don't
go away.
Don't go too far, just because we're giving you news 1 week. Anyway, with that being said, we have some news.
The news in 60 seconds.
Only have two stories this week, but they're both pretty good.
Can you do it in 60 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote more.
Okay. So. Well, we'll give you a little countdown in 3, 2... One.
All right. According to WHNZ Internet Radio, retirees from Molson Brewery are angry with the company's decision to phase out the free monthly beer allotments. After January 1st, retirees' free beer will fall from 6 dozen bottles a month to 1 dozen and will be phased out in 5 years. Next, and lastly, because I only have two stories this week, according to Backpacker.com, credible, Researchers in Granada University in Spain found that beer is more effective for rehydrating the body than water. Researchers did months of testing where 25 subjects were asked to run on a treadmill in 104-degree temps until they were as close to exhaustion as possible. Half of them were given water, half of them were given beer. They determined that the beer drinkers had slightly better rehydration effects, possibly due to the sugars, salts, and carbonation. Enhancing the body's ability to absorb water.
Wow. Two good stories.
Yeah.
You know, about 50 seconds. But cool. First of all, I want to go with the second category of our talk. And beer is better than water. I think there needs to be some clarification.
Specifically a Mexican light lager.
Is it? Yeah, I was going to say, you know, from our Mexican light lager taste, I could see that. I went out and had the Goose Island Night Stalker. Very similar to their Bourbon County Stout. It's like just under 12%.
Right.
That would not
do.
It's
the Bourbon County Stout, not aged in
Not bourbon, bourbon barreled. And it was intense. Very good. But
I was thirsty.
I really actually could. I was craving a glass of water after that. It's an intense beer. But, you know, I mean, what does it say? Go for a run, drink a Miller Lite.
A beer. But then it's just like a zero-sum game, you know, because like, I don't know.
You're putting the, yeah. You're getting some,
you might as well
some carbs right away.
And drink, I don't know, half as many beers. I don't know. It seems strange. I guess we'll see if there's any more studies on it in the near future.
You know, there is a lot of people that talk about when they weightlift and exercise, and a lot of people drink a beer, partially for that same reason. You get instant carbs and a little bit of sugars and whatnot in it. But rehydration.
Maybe.
I'd like to see this.
Maybe if you drank a beer and then like pounded some water, like maybe
And like injected Gatorade into your bloodstream.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, and then there's the Molson story. So these retirees are no longer getting free beer.
That's not, I don't really care.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
it's like, you quit. Retired. Like, yeah. I can understand, like,
that's a pretty,
if I was suddenly getting, if I was continuously getting free beer and all of a sudden I lost free beer, that would hit me. But for someone who doesn't get free beer and find out that other people are no longer getting as much free beer, I don't have that much pity. But,
I mean, I think it's kind of silly, like, you know, understand, like, Miller has their place where current employees, you know, and can come and take.
Actually, employee only.
Beer. Yeah, employee only.
Yeah.
Can come and take a certain amount of beer every month or whatever.
And they also have their own pub.
Right. That's, but for retirees to continue getting this service, you know, it seems a little ridiculous. So, I mean, for them to be up in arms about the fact.
Yeah. And, you know, and like,
it seems like a weird, and they're complaining that, you know, like their retirement benefits are being cut out. I don't know.
At a certain point, if you're worried about your retirement benefits, start with your health care.
Yeah. Maybe stop drinking so much Molson.
And that would also help your health care. Mm. But, you know, like, maybe it's like in a corporate brewery in large scale, that's a big deal. But, you know, it's kind of, if you look at the smaller scale breweries, they all allow free beer. When I was at Omegang, we saw that, like, they have like staff beer areas for, you know, if there's a defect in a label or something like that, they just had, you know, it was for staff. But it wasn't like it's not like a given right. It's like a informal benefit or like, you know, it's just kind of like part of the trade. But it's also like the guys who are working the line and, you know, like really, you know, really busting their chops every day to make this beer. It's not an easy job for a lot of these things. And so they're the ones who have their hands on it. But like for like this corporate thing, it's like that beer is no different than anything else you can buy in the store.
Right.
You know, there's no special. I mean, how much tie does a guy in, you know, sales and marketing going to have on that beer as opposed to the guy who's like working every day, brewing it and filling it and packing it. So like there's smaller companies, you see that a lot more, I think, but.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Oh, well.
So, yeah.
Well, we'll have to see. Molson, don't work for them if you want to have
free beer when you're 75.
Yeah. Someone should have done their job planning better.
And not go to enough career fairs.